Dr. Brett Fry is an ER physician in Reno, Nevada. He says working in healthcare right now is like fighting in a war.
I always thought that there was a good chance World War III would happen in some form in my lifetime. I just didn't appreciate it was going to come in the form of a virus.
Doctors, nurses, and healthcare workers like Fry are on the front lines of the war against COVID-19. And that comes with a lot of fear.
You know, fear for yourself, fear for your family, fear for your community.
For some, that fear can lead to sleep loss, anxiety, maybe even PTSD.
Doctors, and they get stressed, and sometimes they just need someone to chat with.
Leslie Dixon wanted to help. She's a psychiatrist in Las Vegas.
They need someone to kind of decompress with or get some empathic listening or maybe a little bit of advice on how to help them cope with the stress.
So Dixon started a mental health phone line specifically for Nevada doctors, nurses, and other healthcare workers. It's called Curbside Nevada. She and more than a dozen other psychiatrists are available every day to take calls.
We're totally volunteers. We're not charging.
When someone calls, they don't have to say what kind of doctor they are or where they work. They don't even have to give a name.
Yeah, and so it's totally anonymous and hopefully decrease the reluctance of people to seek treatment because there's nothing bad's going to come of it. So one of the things we're trying to counter is the stigma of seeking help for psychological symptoms.
When a doctor or ER nurse calls, they're a licensed medical professional getting to talk to a licensed medical professional. That person may have similar experiences, like medical school, graduate studies, and working in the health system. Studies show that this kind of peer-to-peer counseling over the phone can help. For example, take one study of a New York phone line for law enforcement. It showed that police officers were more likely to start mental health treatment and work through their issues after calling the phone line staffed by fellow police officers. Curbside Nevada hasn't had many callers yet. Wendy Dean is a physician and psychiatrist who focuses on burnout among healthcare workers.
It's going to take weeks or months before people are really able to take a breath and start thinking about all they've seen, all they've experienced, and to start processing it.
Dean says health systems should already be providing mental health care for their workers, but it's especially important right now.
I firmly believe that the mental health surge is going to be significantly delayed from the viral surge.
Curbside Nevada is a statewide service, but there's also a national service where doctors and nurses can call and reach a volunteer psychiatrist. Dean says that's good.
But I also worry that expecting that folks are going to continue to volunteer this effort long term, and it will require long term effort.
Dean says that's just a really long time to maintain an all-volunteer phone program like Curbside Nevada.
And so I really hope that organizations will step up and recognize that it is critical to the health of their workforce to put some really solid plans in place.
Plans like how to take care of their employees' mental health long-term, too, offering things like in-person counseling, group therapy, maybe even exercise and creativity therapy.
And having various outlets for people to process what they've been through will make it more likely that you can get more kinds of people the help or the support that they need.
For now, both the Nevada and the national phone lines are open and plan to stay that way for the foreseeable future. For the Mountain West News Bureau, I'm Amanda Peacher.